This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And here we go into hour number three of the Rob Brown Show, right here on The Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the Gritman, Lonzo with you for 4 hours every single weekday morning from 6 until 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Want you to head to the Odyssey app for me, would you? Go grab the Odyssey app, AUDACY. MOU. Go grab the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Put it on your digital devices, your cell phone, your laptop, your tablet, your PC, wherever you spend the majority of your time. And what I'd like you to do is to go open the Odyssey app. I'd like you to search the Fan Upstate. I'd like you to go to the Fan Upstate page. I'd like you to click the little heart button so that the Fan Upstate is always available to you right when you open the app from that point forward. And then once you do that, the next thing that I would like for you to do is to look in the middle of the page, and you're going to see a couple of things. Number one, you're going to see a big orange button that says Listen Live. Click on that button and, listen live. Anywhere that you have service and a speaker, you can listen to the show. You can use the audio rewind feature available only on the Odyssey app. And they actively rewind the show so you don't miss anything. And every edition of the show is posted on the Odyssey app. So if you miss the show when it's live, you can go back and listen at any point that you wish. The second thing I'd like you to do is right next to that Listen Live button, there is another button that says Send a Voice Message. I'd like you to click on that button, and I'd like you to drop a 30 to 60 second voice memo that comes directly to the laptop anytime, day or night, rain or shine. I don't care what time it is. I don't care what day it is. I don't care if it's the middle of the night and you're through 2 gallons of Jack Daniels. I don't care if it's the middle of the day and you're sitting in your truck in the parking lot, not wanting to go back inside because you might get into a fist fight with a boss if he tells you to do one more thing.
Wouldn't you die if you drank 2 gallons of Jack Daniels?
I mean, yeah, but again.
Okay, I'm not a drinker, but there might be some people out there with that kind of time.
Don't drink 2 gallons of Jack Daniels, all right? If you've had a couple of Jack and Cokes, all right? Whatever, but the point is, whatever mental state you find yourself in, the voice message, the Ray Memorial Hotline feature is always there for you. All you got to do is use it. Go to the Odyssey app. We had two of them when I checked in yesterday, and I play these now because I should have played them yesterday, but I didn't because I was caught up in catching up on everything that had happened in the 5 days since we had all been together. Ty from Gaffney. I got to give Ty some credit here because while this is a voice message on the Ray Memorial Hotline that Ty sent before the game, he nailed it. 28-22 was the score, wow. But it wasn't the score.
Well, still, the score was close.
Score's not too far off. 17-14 ends up being your score. He added a 6-point game. It ended up being a 3-point game, but it was more the prognostication that Ty, who very clearly does know ball, brother, Ty said, if the Tigers don't rush for 150 yards, they will lose this game. They rushed for 139. Ty was all over it. And Ty checked in again yesterday. Good take, Ty. Appreciate you checking on the Ray Memorial Hotline.
Except for the TV part. I'm still angry as a human being, but not nearly as angry as I used to be. I just let it simmer more now. But I would never, even in my youth, in the angriest that I ever was, break a TV because of growing up poor and still, you know, paycheck to paycheck. Man, TVs cost a lot of money. Even though they're cheaper now, those people who break their TVs are stupid.
I almost got...
Go out and kick a tree or something. I don't know.
I almost talked the lady into buying a new TV for
this is a 75.
For Cyber Monday.
Was it 75?
85.
Okay, because we were talking. I was like, you know what would fit really well in that wall right there? 75 inches. And she was already looking at some of the deals, and it's like, yeah.
So why didn't you get it?
Still not out of the realm of possibility.
Well, yeah, I mean, you done missed Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
There's still some deals out there.
Okay.
If you're willing to look for them.
I thought I had the lady all but talked into going with the 85 for the living room.
Have you measured the wall to make sure?
Oh, it fits. Yeah, we got a big far living room wall across from the couch is big. And right now we have like we've only got like a 45 inch up right now, and we've got music posters, so we'd have to move them. But like, fine, 85 inch TV. I told her, I was like, I will pay to have it mounted and installed on a swivel so we can watch it from the kitchen. We can whatever. And she was like, all right, I think we can go for that. Let me think about it. And then she came back with a great point. She's like, dude, you already have a 75 inch TV in the bro cave, and we watch all our movies and everything in there. Why don't we just get a smaller one and save the rest of that money? Because we're going the plan right now, and this could change. What I do have her talked into is going down to Orlando for my 40th birthday at the end of February, because I want to do Star Wars Land. And I think I've got to talk to her into going down to Orlando to go to Star Wars for my 40th. She's like, shouldn't we just save those extra few $100 and you can get your personalized Jedi lightsaber? And I was like,
done.
That's a real good argument. That's a real, real, real good argument.
I've been trying to talk to someone too. It's like, yeah, I know we always wanted to go down there with the kids, but the kids are grown up. Let's just me and you go.
Correct.
It'd be cheaper.
Correct. Absolutely do that. Absolutely do that.
Until we get there and spend the kind of money that you're going to spend. I definitely would have to do the lightsaber thing too.
Yeah, and it's like $250, but like it's your lightsaber, right? Like it's only yours. You're the only
Harry
one.
Harry Potter
that has
World's
that.
The same place, right?
No, that is at Universal Islands of Adventure.
Okay, all right.
But I will say it is worth it to do them both. I'm not a huge Harry Potter guy. Like I'm all right with it. Like it's whatever to me. She's not a Harry Potter person at all, so we probably won't do that, and that's okay. I've been there. I've done that. If you're a Harry Potter fan, it's absolutely worth the trip, but, you know, I if you're a Star Wars guy, you could spend multiple days at that park. From what I understand, I haven't been yet. So she said, why don't we hold off on buying an IMAX theater screen size television, and why don't you use that to get your lightsaber? And I was like, all right, fine. Like, if it was anything else, I'd be like, I use the TV more than anything in the house.
I told Cameron I let you hold his lightsaber. He was not very happy.
Tell him I was good with it, though.
Yeah, until you hit the ceiling with it.
I did not. You're a liar.
Uh-huh.
You're lying.
Oh, there's
You're
video
lying.
Proof of that.
Pappy, that did not happen. Your father's a liar.
Yeah, you can see he immediately.
Your father's gone to the dark side.
He immediately brought it back and handed it to me.
Nope. Your father's gone to the dark side. He's a liar.
It's built for those kind of things. He didn't break it, so it's fine.
Texter said, oh, now I got to go. I got to find that text. Texter. All right. Texter said, good morning. Where are the aliens? Isn't today the day? I wanted to stay home from work and listen to my favorite sports radio host, but no. Where's the rest of that text? What the hell are we talking about here?
You guys are killing me. Taking away my what the X stuff. Today we're supposed to be invaded by aliens. It's trending. Yeah, there you go. And you know, I talked about this a little bit on Saturday. Science people bug me because you would think a science guy like yourself would want to see proof of aliens. Instead, you poo-poo it, you get emotional, you do whatever that thing is you're doing right now, like your head hurts. And instead, you should be like, show me the proof. I'll be so excited when we have aliens. But instead, you're just like, you look like that there's no chance at all that there are aliens out there.
No. No. You
That's
are,
how you come across. Everyone's seeing it.
No. Once again, you're just wrong about that. I would be... I don't want to say ecstatic to find out that alien life is real, because there is always the chance that we get Independence Day'd, all right? And there's no Jeff Goldblum around to save us. It is not necessarily...
Hey, Will Smith was there too, but you know, he just flew the thing.
He just flew the thing, all right?
You're right. Anyway,
there's 100 fighter pilots.
That. You're right.
There's a chance there's no Jeff Goldblum to save us if we get Independence Day, or if they show up and they're like the monsters from Quiet Place, I'm screwed. All right. So the concept of like, wouldn't it be cool? If they come down here and start wiping us out Mars Attack style.
It could be E.T.
Could be.
Yeah. I mean, they could also be Predator, or they could be Xenomorphs from Alien.
Exactly.
Yeah,
the point here is...
So this is more out of fear. You're more scared that aliens are what we think they might be.
I think it is important to recognize that finding out there is extraterrestrial life and putting ourselves on the interstellar grid might not be a great thing. If there is a warmongering crew out there that has nothing more than show up, suck the resources of the planet dry, and leave, we might be screwed if that happens. But there's the other aspect. The people that I push back against are not people who are doing the investigating. I don't ever push back against people who are investigating a claim. The people I push back against are people who go in front of Congress and they say, oh, we have bodies. And then you go find out who they are and you realize, oh, this is somebody who just writes a bunch of books about finding aliens, but has never provided even a picture. Not one time. And you have congressmen on Capitol Hill who listen to these butt clowns and they go, now the government's hiding the aliens from us. This is a real thing that's real. No. Show me proof or stop talking about it. It's getting old.
All right, so hashtag alien invasion is going on right now. And it's only 8 o'clock in the morning, people. So if we're going to be invaded, we got all day. So the prediction was it's going to happen today. There's some strange drones hovering in New Jersey. There's all kinds of stuff going. The alien sightings, the AEPs or whatever you want to call them, they're up quite a bit. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen today.
You know, for Christmas.
And before we're vaporized, I want to look over and say, see, Rob, they are real. And then we can be vaporized.
Listen.
Just like that look on your face. You'll find a way to go, no, they're not.
And there have been, for thousands of years, there have been people that have been standing on the side of the road wearing sandwich boards saying the end is nigh.
Have you ever actually seen someone with a sandwich board?
Yeah, there's a dude who walks up and down the side of Woodruff Road. Wade Hampton Road with one like once or twice a week.
But I mean, I've just never seen one in person. I've seen them on TV and movies, but never in person.
For years, people have been screaming, the end is near, the lizard people are here, the aliens are here, the judgment of the planet is upon us, and yet here we are with the world still spinning. So why don't we, until that thing happens, why don't we actually spend our time and our energy and our resources assisting each other instead of on that crap? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I need to stop wasting time on Congressional Hill with sensationalist sci-fi authors who have made claim after claim after claim after claim, but in an era where I can't fart in public without somebody tweeting about it immediately, we got nothing. Stop.
When was the last time that happened? I need to look that up.
Don't worry about it.
When it happens in here, I don't publish it, but I can if you want, just so we can have
How does that happen in here? I wouldn't do that. Public?
I don't know. Last week, there was a time I was like, what is that? Anyway, I just want to say, if Christmas does happen this year and we don't get invaded by aliens today, we've got a pair of tickets to give away.
Is there a time scale that I can put on if there's no alien invasion by blank that everybody shut the hell up? Can I do that? Can we pick a date? It always seems that people are constantly throwing out dates for the end of the world that are never right. Oh, we're going to give the tickets away right now. But I'm getting this out first.
I believe the time scale would be before you die.
No, because that means I got to put up with this bull crap every day until the day I die. I'd like to stop, please.
So that's...
I'd like to stop.
That's life.
It's obnoxious that so many people get to... It's been politicians, it's been religious leaders, it's been alien figures that they go out and they go, based on my calculations, January 17th, 2029 is going to be the day the world ends. And then there we go on January 30th, and these people are allowed to just ride off into the sunset with all the money they made selling their snake oil to you. Stop! Be better! And also, let's go see Trans-Siberian Orchestra. How about that? We got a pair of tickets. TSO is coming to Greenville, South Carolina. They put on, as I said before, an absolutely knockout show, TSO. And they will be on their way here Friday, December 13th. We have a pair of tickets to go see Trans-Siberian Orchestra on Friday, December 13th, that we are going to give away
right now. Really quick, it's for the 4 o'clock showing, so keep that in mind. It's Friday at 4.
Friday, December 13th at 4 p.m. to go see what is one of the most rock and roll shows I have ever seen. And put yourself in the Christmas spirit.
He's missing one part of it. The light show is amazing.
That's part of the rock and roll.
The music is great, but the light show is beyond. Listen. I mean, you go there expecting great music and you will hear it, but the light show is not, you don't expect that till you get there.
When I say rock and roll, I'm not just talking about dudes slamming guitars and beating up on drum kits. When I say rock and roll, I am talking about rock and roll. I am talking about lasers and fog and every other thing that makes a show rock and freaking roll. So if you want to go see TSO Friday, December 13th at 4 p.m., caller number...
Woo.
Oh, got it. Caller number 4 right now. Caller number 4, 844-326-3663. Caller number 4, winning 4 tickets to go see Trans-Siberian Orchestra at 4 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. We'll tell you who the winner is when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
All right, guys, we got to get those tickets. Stay right there.
Text said, Rob, sorry if you've already talked about this, but what does the great one think the chances are that Ryan Day gets canned? That text is from Nasty.
All right, before I get to that, congratulations to Hurricane Jeff for winning the...
Hey, P1 Jeff!
TSO tickets. The phones were lit up. Sorry if you didn't win today. You'll have another opportunity tomorrow and for the rest of the week, and I think... part of next week, too. I'll have to research that, but I know the rest of this week. So stay tuned. Probably same time every day, because it's when I have the most time to actually screen the call, and I'm slow. As far as Ryan Day goes, man, I will tell you, like I said yesterday on the show, all my fans and friends is what I meant. I don't have fans in Ohio because they all went to school with me, and why would they be my fan? All my friends and family in Ohio want Ryan Day fired. They do. So people who live there want him fired. I will just say, look at his record. He beats everybody else. You got to beat Michigan. And the only way you keep your job is if you win the national championship. And he still may be in trouble.
We did talk about this very briefly yesterday, but I think it is worth bringing back up.
I talked about the darkest part of my soul who completely understands wanting him fired. But then there's the part of me that understands the importance of national championship, especially winning the first 12 team after you were the team to win the first 4-team championship. I think that's an amazing thing. But I am still not convinced Ohio State's getting in. Everybody else is.
Here's what Todd McShay said about the situation. So I think that he kind of hits on all the major points there.
It bothers me what he's talking about getting involved, because if you watch the video, Ryan Day is next to some of his players. They're doing the alma mater thing. They're swaying back and forth. And then you can see behind him in the video. I just saw this video today, a perspective of a bunch of the players turning and running. And then he turns around and he walks towards it, trying to figure out what's going on. Would McShay rather he run into the middle of it, get pepper sprayed, get a little bloody? Is that what he wants him to do? Because I don't know what the right answer for that. What do you think he should have done?
I think what McShay is looking for here, and I think it is, if Ryan Day is to be let go, I can almost guarantee you this incident is going to, fairly or not, can almost guarantee this incident is going to be attached to the list of reasons that Ohio State wants to fire a guy who has won a natty bid to the playoffs multiple times, get you there effectively every year.
Would you not want Ryan Day as your coach?
Well, so here's where I'm going with this. I think what McShay is pointing out here is that what you want in that moment is somebody who displays in a way that is obvious, because it was not. I was watching this game live, as were, I'm assuming, most of you. It did not appear in that moment like Ryan Day had any sense of control or command over the situation. And what I am ultimately looking for in that spot is a coach that I feel does. I'm looking
for a
coach.
I am going to interrupt here. Did Sherrone Moore have control over his team?
Are we talking about your school or Michigan?
All right. I'm just saying, there were two teams involved in this fight. So why is Ryan Day getting this people coming at him and not coming at the Michigan coach, who should have had the same control? And where was he? I don't know. Was he in the middle of the melee? Where was he?
This is, respectfully, a classic case of whataboutism. I'm not talking about Michigan. I'm talking about your team, a team that has a fan base of
you. We're also talking about a melee. We're talking about a melee, and there are two sides to a melee.
I just said that. I agree with you. There's two sides. They both did it. But we're not talking about one of them. We're talking about yours. And your fan base, the Ohio State University fan base, is the fan base that spent the offseason saying, if this guy loses to Michigan again for a fourth time in a row, then he's got to go. And so if you're losing to Michigan, and it appears that in that moment, either A, you are incapable of, or B, unwilling to step into the fray and get the boys under sorts, and you lost to Michigan your fourth time in a row, then I'm simply saying, if Ohio State cans Day, they are going to attach a lack of control and leadership in what was one of, I think they will say, whether you agree with this or not, I don't know, I'm not in this rivalry.
Let me just ask you, if you were Todd McShay, why would you just go after one coach and not say something about the other?
Because Michigan fans aren't up in arms about their coach getting fired for losing three times or four times in a row.
It's piling on is what it is. Should he be fired for losing to Michigan? Most Ohio fans seem to think so.
That's why we're talking about it.
But at the same time, he just didn't do anything. He just stood by. Where was his leadership? Where was the Michigan coach's leadership? I don't get why you don't get this. I really don't understand.
No. I've explained it to you twice. You just don't care, is what it comes down to. It is not about that. What it is about is you have one of the most prestigious, I will compliment the squad here, one of the most prestigious brands in all of college football. A brand that is on its way to its 1,000th consecutive playoffs, it feels like. And yet over here, you've got an entire fan base that has put this man on the hot seat. The Buckeye fans did this. Maybe not you specifically. Maybe not you guys individually.
I was talking about Todd Monshay because you played that a couple of times.
I understand.
Todd Monshay only focused on one team and not the other. He's not talking about the Buckeyes fan. He is talking about the coach. And for some reason, you will not recognize that side of it. I guess maybe you love Todd Monshay. Maybe that's what it is.
Okay. Let me try one more time. And actually listen to what I'm saying this time.
Okay. Only if you say that you'll listen to me, because you haven't listened to me.
I have. I'm saying you're wrong about what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yes, right. Two teams were involved in the melee. Yes, I am embarrassed for both of these teams. I am embarrassed for their fan bases. I am embarrassed for their coaches, for their players. I'm embarrassed for all of them. But one of these teams has a coach that is on the hot seat and was placed there specifically by the fan base. One of these two teams has a head coach who has multiple playoff appearances. One of these two schools has a head coach that is being discussed as a possible NFL coach if he is released. Sherrone Moore's not getting fired by Michigan for this, but Ryan Day might. The reason you talk about Ryan Day is because you may have a change in head coach at one of the most prestigious bands in football. In a year, they are going to the college football playoff. Michigan 6-7-5. Nobody cares. They're not going to the playoff. Nobody cares. They care about your brand because your brand's on the mountaintop right now. So you talk about the mountaintop, not those that are rolling around in squalor at the bottom. Also, I just said squalor. I'm very proud of myself. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. It is the Rob Brown Show. It is the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Marcus said everybody else is going over every playoff scenario, and then I come here and it's all aliens and Bigfoot. Love it. First, for the record, we did not mention Bigfoot once. Okay.
Well, people on the stream did. So I mean, if you see that, I might have been James. Somebody on the stream mentioned.
To go back to the original segment there, Bigfoot is a wonderful example of something I would love actual real evidence for. I would love to know that Bigfoot's real. I think it would be super cool to find out that there was an 8-foot tall gorilla ape person alien combination.
7'2"-ish. I don't know about 8
that
foot.
Traipsed around the woods, around civilization for the entirety of humanity, and we just never saw him. That'd be awesome. That'd be super cool. It is like when they send one of my favorite Instagram followers is I think it's called Deep Blue, but there is a submersible ship that goes around the world to different parts of the ocean, and they deploy submersibles, and they have it piloted, and there's like 4 or 5, biologists, I guess, and they talk as this submersible floats around the ocean floor. And they go like, oh, that's a this creature, that's a that thing, and this is what they do. And there was one a couple of months ago where they found a whale fall, where like a dead whale falls to the bottom of the ocean. That becomes an oasis of life for like months until that thing is picked clean. And then about once every 3 or 4 dives down, they find some undiscovered species of creature, of animal that nobody's ever seen before. And that is always the most fascinating thing in the world to me. I would be down for something like Bigfoot. But what I'm not down for is continuing to ignore the actual problems that we could fix in the world in favor of people screaming about aliens. Stop. Okay? Now, we're gonna move on from that. Let's get to the phone lines. My caller thing is not showing anybody's. Oh, so who do we have?
My caller thing ain't working. This new fangled thing over here.
My pooter is just working. Out of sorts this week, y'all.
Maybe if you were nicer to it. Well, we have Creed.
Maybe if it would listen to what I was saying. Creed, what's up, big dog? Welcome back to the show, brother.
Cowpens has an anti-defense system where we don't let our caller ID be shown.
I respect that. I respect that. Cowpens locking it down for consumer protection out there.
Well, I don't really care or know much or care much about the Ohio State thing, but I do got to admit, if you could let me, let's say the Gamecocks, if you could let us win about 3 national championships over the next 10 years, I'll lose Clemson every year. I'll be fine with that. I'd be fine with it if you give us some national championships.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. And I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't know the Ryan Day. But how can you win that many games and then that you are talking about on a hot seat? And the Melee thing, they planted their flag. It's like somebody coming onto your property, destroying your property. And you're like, oh, how dare you fight them? I would think the vast majority of people are like, hell yeah, fight them. They're destroying your property.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Thank you, Creed. And by the way, they never actually planted the flag.
Well, they can't plant the flag because it's AstroTurf.
Well, he started to plant the flag, and he stopped them from ever accomplishing it.
Okay, well, they were trying to destroy my place. We stopped them.
Look, it's we talked about this at length yesterday. It's going to be a conversation that's going to be around until Saturday when the conference championship games kick off, and then nobody will care about them anymore, Creed. But look, okay. Planting a flag is the ultimate sign of disrespect, right? And to the people that have been saying for the last couple of days, like, oh, what's the big deal? If you want to do it, win, fine. What would happen if somebody came up to your house and, like, took down your American flag and put up a Canadian flag? You'd be like, yo, bro, let's scrap. But that's because you have a deep dying, I hope, passion, unbridled love of the country. And that flag is the symbol that represents everything about it. Well, if you're a Buckeye, that block O represents something that is one of the things in your life you are the absolute most passionate about. And that block M represents the thing you hate the most in life. So when somebody comes in and they raise that flag over yours, yes, of course it is disrespectful. I'm tired of people saying if it wasn't disrespectful, they wouldn't do it. That's the whole point. The disrespect is the friggin' point, right? So I am not busted up. I am not busted up about these players, Ohio State's players, Florida State's players, North Carolina's players, Virginia's players. I'm not mad at these players for wanting to get into a scrap with guys from the other side that are showing what is considered by many to be the ultimate sign of disrespect in their house. It does not bother me. What I am saying is going to be the downfall of Ryan Day, or at least a reason that is attached to it, Creed, is the fact that while all this is happening, Mike Norvell is out there taking the flag away from Gator players and throwing it himself. Steve Sarkisian is running up and down the sideline telling his guys, don't you dare, absolutely not, you're off the team if you do. Every other coach was like actively involved in trying to break this thing down, and Ryan Day's just kind of like standing off to the side asking other coaches what's going on. When you do that and you lose to the rival, that's why fans put you on the hot seat. But last thought, and then I'll let you finish up, Creed, because I'm going to go back to what you said at the beginning. You put me even just in a position to win 4 or 5 natties in 5 or 6 years. I don't care if I lose to my rival every year if I'm bringing home hardware that says I'm the best in the country.
Yeah. And I hate to change you, but on a quick note, and this is just kind of a dream, but what if the committee comes, because it does come down to either 2 ACC teams or Alabama or South Carolina. What if they put, I know this is crazy, but tonight they put South Carolina and Alabama tied and say we're going to wait for the result. If Clemson wins, the South Carolina win means more. We're going to put South Carolina in. If Clemson loses, we're going to put Alabama and SMU in because the win didn't mean as much.
It's an interesting thought. I'm going to tell you, Creed, I appreciate the phone call, brother. Thanks for checking in. It's an interesting thought. That would be compelling if nothing else, for sure. But I'm also going to point out that if one game's value was going to make enough of a difference to overcome the combination of, because I think there are two factors, the combination of the head-to-head loss, which again, we now know can't be the reason Alabama's ahead of South Carolina, because if it was the reason Alabama was ahead of South Carolina, Ole Miss would be ahead of South Carolina as well, right? Like if that was the reason, Ole Miss and Alabama would both be ahead of South Carolina, but they're not. The second thing I think is in play here, without a doubt, is, and I know you're tired of hearing it, but I don't care because I'm right. Brand, the logo. The logo, the history, the previous involvement, the ability to get the Southeastern Conference yet one more team into the fold, all of those things come into play. And I understand that South Carolina is also an SEC team and would give the SEC one more team. But Bama has a brand that is nationally recognized. Bama has built a brand under Nick Saban that Kalen DeBoer is not under the pressure to go in and begin winning natties immediately. Kalen DeBoer is under the pressure to go in and uphold the brand that Nick Saban built. That's the pressure on Kalen DeBoer. That's what that brand is. That's what that brand says. That's what matters about that brand. So there is a reason, Creed, and I don't know if you heard me say it earlier in the show. Last night when I went to bed, Alabama was plus 105 to go to the college football playoffs. This morning, they are minus 200. You know what that means? That means somebody last night in Dallas, Texas, where the college football playoff committee is meeting, somebody got drunk in a bar and said something. Somebody slapped back a couple of Jack and Diets and was like, yeah, man, Alabama's going to get in. And it got overheard and it got passed to Las Vegas. Alabama's in over South Carolina.
Is it possible for someone like that to disclose information falsely on purpose to make people think they're going one way or the other?
It certainly is, but you know, that would be very interesting in that you would have, usually in a spot like that, my assumption is when Vegas gets a tip, information like that, they want confirmation before they make such a dramatic shift in odds. By moving Bama from plus 105 to minus 200, they took a lot of potential bets off the table. Let me get Chris in here real quick before we head to the break. Chris, welcome in, big fella. Good to have you back, buddy.
Great to be back. Hey, when you were talking about the Block O being something that Ohio State found sacred, they really embraced the sacredness of it, because didn't that represent how many points they scored in the second half on Saturday?
It did. Hence the, maybe if you showed that much fight during the game, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
I don't think it was a block O. I think it was a big fat zero.
Then there's also the fact that Ryan Day looks like the department store manager that fires Santa Claus in a Hallmark movie. You just can't trust anybody that used that much beard dye and wants to fight an 80-year-old man after a game. Talk about a fan base that needs to learn how to lose. I mean, their idea of a down season is going 6-6. So enjoy a little bit of humility at the hands of Michigan, even though you're still going to get everything that you ever wanted, which is a home playoff game for some God only knows reason. And I'm sure that the fan base will find a way to scrape together enough nickels, take the hubcap off of their home, and be able to make their way to the Fiesta Bowl or wherever it is, paint themselves up in some white and red face paint, put some ridiculous necklace on, and then have surrender cobras once they face a team with a pulse. So we're all looking forward to that come December.
You know, I love you, Chris, and thank you for writing it all down before you said it, because, you know, remembering that stuff, you gotta make sure you, and you know, going, yeah, that doesn't quite work, let me put this in there, and that stuff, and it's not white, it's scarlet and gray.
Yeah, so, Chris, so, I mean, it's scarlet and gray.
And there's all that. That was a valiant effort, though.
It's a good call. It's a good call.
He called and said he was going to make fun of Ohio State, and I could have said, yeah, I'm not going to put him on, but I'm not going to do that. I mean, you know.
No, we are fair and impartial to everyone.
Well, we're fair.
At all times.
I don't know about being impartial.
You're not impartial.
No, I'm not. I mean,
at all.
Obviously, I'm just a man of the people.
If you fire Ryan Day,
The hubcap thing, though.
That's a good joke.
No, it's not.
Good joke.
It's you know what? It's a sign of a sign that he may be a little bit older. Because who has hubcaps anymore?
Everybody has hubcaps.
Not everybody. I don't have a hubcap.
A lot of people
have
hubcaps.
You don't
have a hubcap.
Let's look out there right now. How many hubcaps do you see in the parking lot?
Got to be at least a couple.
Really?
There's one right there. Honda Accord right there's got hubcaps for sure.
Does it?
That Scion's got hubcaps on it.
Does it?
Yes, I'm looking at them.
Yeah, I can't.
You're making it up.
I can't stand up because of pain. So I'm just gonna agree with you.
There's an older Ranger down there. Has got hubcaps on it.
Well, yeah, but according to Chris, all those vehicles look new. So.
You know who's got hubcaps? Buckeye fans on their houses. Boom, roasted. It's a good joke, Chris. I liked it.
Is it though?
I liked it.
I don't know. Joke. I mean, so what you're saying is, everyone from Ohio is poor, and it's okay to make fun of the poor. That's what I'm getting at.
No, it's okay to make fun of Buckeye fans.
I'm surprised you didn't say single wides or something like that, too. I mean,
oh, there's a double wide joke in there somewhere.
This is definitely a class war thing, and, you know, well, it's just
Chris,
fine.
Never.
Yeah, I'm not going to accuse you of being from an ag school and where, you know, they worship cows, but maybe you are. You know, maybe you are, because there's a lot of anger from that school towards Ohio State.
So you're anti-farmer.
Absolutely.
You're anti-farmer.
Absolutely. Cows are the cause of global warming. There we go. Flatulence is a bad thing, Rob.
Do the sports flash.
Hey, the Denver Broncos are still in a wild card position after a 41-32 win over the Cleveland Browns last night. Rookie quarterback Bo Nix completed 18 of 35 passes for 294 yards and a 93-yard touchdown. The Denver defense picked off Jameis Winston three times and took two back to the house. Denver improves to 8-5. San Francisco 49er running back Christian McCaffrey is headed back to the injured reserve list after suffering what the team called a PCL injury that was sidelined him for roughly 6 weeks. And same afternoon, McCaffrey's backup, Jordan Mason, was placed on the IR with a high ankle sprain. So if you have any running back experience, give the 49ers a call. They may, you know, hire you. I don't know. Tune in tomorrow at 6:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the Florida Gulf Coast Eagles. It's Furman versus FGCU right here on the Fan Upstate.